If we are to contain the new wine of the kingdom, we are going to need to learn to be pliable, flexible, supple, agile, elastic, yielding, willing to change. Contrast with inflexible, brittle, stiff, hard, unbending, rigid, intractable. We've all met people who come into the latter category. How do we shape up? Honesty test coming up. Let's lay the canon of scripture down and measure ourselves. There may be some stretching coming. Matthew 5, 38 to 42 in the Message. Love your enemies. Here's another old saying that deserves a second look. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth. Is that going to get us anywhere? Here's what I propose. Don't hit back at all. If someone strikes you, stand there and take it. If someone drags you into court and sues you for the shirt off your back, gift wrap your best coat and make a present of it. And if someone takes unfair advantage of you, use the occasion to practice the servant life. No more tit for tat stuff. Live generously. This really upsets the fruit basket. Turn the other cheek. Go the extra mile. If they take you for all you have, give them what you've got left. Live generously. The boat just turned about and we very nearly got hit by the boom. The law of the kingdom of love in action, right where we live, right where it hurts. Don't hit back, don't retaliate, give them all you have if they want it without trying to recover anything. Right in the pocketbook. God takes us from one situation to another to teach us his ways, the ways in which he wants us to live as kingdom citizens. Let's just clear up the first part of this first, the eye for an eye bit. This was a restraint order, not a license to harm. It was designed to stop them taking more from one another in the case of a perceived wrong than the Lord intended. So he puts limits on their retaliation, on their payback. Now he says, you've heard it said, get back to the extent that you've lost, but not more. But I say to you, and he promptly unfolds his heart in the issue. Don't try to get your own back. Don't seek to recompense for evil. Don't do it. What? I can hear the screech. Pound the flesh. May I remind you of the unmerciful servant who'd been forgiven so much and then went out and beat his servant within an inch of his life? He was handed over to the tormentors. We are going to need a lot more flexibility to live this kingdom lifestyle. We need to be stretched some to contain this wine, and it starts here. How do you react or respond when you're attacked, robbed, asked to go further than you want in a situation, reviled and cursed? Just how do you react? I think we need to spend some time unpicking this one. Or we are in danger of being superficial about what is really being asked of us as we come under the joyful discipline of living a kingdom lifestyle in the kingdom where love is the key. Join me tomorrow, eh?